Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a Monday afternoon. You know the way sticky ads work online, right? You look for one thing. Like, I was looking for a new suitcase. Every time I go online now, I've got 12 different suitcase ads. So a little bit earlier, I hear these ramblings from this demented agenda. This, what's her name? Leslie Cockburn, who's running for Congress. I mean, I don't know if she's delusional, but apparently the biggest thing right now is Bigfoot erotica. So I did it. I did it on behalf of everybody else. I went online and I Googled Bigfoot erotica. Now every time I fire up my computer, there's a picture of Bigfoot with a very bizarre smile and smirk. The first I heard of this, I thought, oh, it's a joke. And then I realized, well, it's not so much a joke as desperation on her part. However, Denver Riggleman, who is the Republican nominee for Congress out in that 5th district, is joining us. Apparently, he's the cause of all of this. Denver, thank you for being here.
You're welcome, and Bigfoot lives.
Well, I saw one picture. Let me tell you, Bigfoot is living, baby. There's no question about that. He's got quite a life, apparently. Can I ask you, one question, Denver, before you answer anything? What the hell is this all about?
Well, by the way, first of all, never have military buddies who send you birthday pictures and put them on Instagram. So I just want to let you know, this is where this all started. They think it's the funniest thing ever. I actually have tweets and calls from my military bubbas, and like, Denver, you're famous now, and we didn't know you were into Bigfoot erotica also. And I'm like, oh, my God, you guys suck. Thanks a lot. So the one picture with me running with my head superimposed on the Bigfoot body was a birthday picture for my birthday this year that one of my former military friends and who I work with in the Pentagon now thought was funny. By the way, I have all my clearances, so I'm not into Bigfoot erotica. I don't know if anybody knows that. The second one, I thought it would be funny to call a book Mating Habits of Bigfoot and Why Women Want Him. I just laughed on that. And then my artist friend said, let me draw the cover, and that was the other one. So it was two people who loved me, and actually we thought it was funny, and then of course now I'm into Bigfoot erotica, so that's what happened.
Wow, boy, I hope you didn't empty out your 401k to download all the images. You know, you go.
Well, you know, now that, but you know, the funny thing is that I am writing a book on Bigfoot anthropology because I'm crazy, and my friends are having a great time with it. It's been a 14-year running practical joke between my military buddies.
Wow.
And it really, last night when it happened, I got to tell you, we were laughing so hard we didn't think we had to respond. And then today it went viral. We were just on Rolling Stone. We've been on CNN. And some of the things said about me were so vile that we actually had to answer to a lie that was actually fabricated. So that's what happened.
So this should give everybody a little glimpse into the desperation of your opponent, that this is the issue for her, right?
Well, you know, it's in July, aren't we? I think still July 30th or so.
Yeah.
And for them to do this now, it either reeks of desperation. They actually thought I was into Bigfoot erotica, actually made me laugh. And every time I say it, I want to Google it. And the third thing is, or they're just such fabricators, and they lied and so obtuse. You have to wonder, why is this person running in the 5th District in Virginia? Why is this fly-in candidate coming to hit somebody who's still in the DOD, still have my clearances, have company and manufacturing jobs here in Virginia? She's so out of touch, so awful, that she would attack me personally. And guess what? Gloves are off. We were trying to be pretty nice and be on the battlefield of ideas, but now you have a journalist against a warfighter. So if you want to fire first, you better be careful on what comes back at you, because we're going to fight with the truth. So here we go.
Well, and listen, Denver, you don't have to go back all that far to take a look at this virulently anti-Semitic screed that she wrote and published a while ago. For me, that defines who she is.
Right, and she wanted to have a book title for me. By the way, it's an unpublished book, so I'm going to publish it. I don't know if you know this there, sir, but I am going to publish this book so people can see that it's not Bigfoot erotica. It's actually just a fun book of stories about military guys who couldn't believe there were... By the way, before I say anything, I don't want to alienate any Bigfoot voters, because there's a huge voting block that I want to keep on board, so I love them all,
yes. But
I don't believe in Bigfoot, and it was just 14 years of fun, and it's all in a book, and it has nothing to do with erotica. But for her, she has a book that's actually dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
See, mine's reality. Hers is fantasy.
Mm.
So now we have a real issue with her, because she has an anti-Semitic book out there that I've read, and I'm an intelligence analyst. So now we're going to have some fun.
Yeah. Well, let me also say this, Denver. It strikes me as odd that a woman who is so enamored of these far left wing agenda items, which at least if we listen to the initial comments, are all inclusive and supportive of whatever it is that you want to do. It pains me to think that even if you were a Bigfoot devotee, that she would attack you for that. I thought we were just supposed to accept people.
She's a speciesist.
Yes.
She's against, you know, she's against other people who love species. That kind of awful discrimination against speciesists needs to be stomped out right now. By the way, I saw the Democrats are mad at her because she was kink shaming me. I've never heard of kink shaming. This is another thing. Now I've had Bigfoot erotica, speciesists, and kink shaming. This is my new book.
Ugh.
Now I'm going to write another book, because this is so incredibly bizarre. I have to do something with this. I got to do something with it, brother. It's incredible.
You know, the problem now, Denver Riggleman is joining us. He's the Republican nominee for Congress in the 5th District. You know, the problem here is that now people have heard these terms and they are Googling them. And now every time we fire up the computer, there's a smiling Bigfoot next to something else. You know, it's
probably next to me.
Probably.
You know, with a thumbs up, you know, with
right.
a Bigfoot with an amorous look on their face.
That's right.
And that's what gets me, is that this is what character assassination is. I am a normal guy, and you probably know this.
Yeah.
I'm a normal guy who ran because I was sick of government crushing small businesses and small farmers. That
yep.
Everybody knows that story. And I think this is why normal people don't get into politics. I think it's just why people who want to make a living, live the American dream, are so afraid of it, because you got these individuals like the Coburns that are
mm-hmm.
so intent on power that they'll do character assassination, lies, they will do anything they can. And then as a person who has been in war, you're like, nobody could actually believe this. But I've been called every name in the book on these Huffington Post,
yeah.
these far left websites. And at some point, even, you know, my team's like, Denver, let's just go out there and tell them, you know, what's going on here.
Yeah.
And so we have a video out. It was done a week ago by CRTV, and it proves who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So we just said, hey, here's me, and by the way, it's not Bigfoot erotica.
Right.
I don't think I am still going to write a book called Mating Habits of Bigfoot and Why Women Want Them. Now I'm going to publish it. I will be the biggest book sighting in the history of Virginia.
Mm.
And so everybody can read it and see that I'm actually not a Bigfoot erotica practicer. And by the way, my wife was surprised. She was like, do you really do this? I'm like, of course. That's a joke, by the way.
Denver,
anybody, we're going to use that as a soundbite.
The spouses are always the last to know, though.
The last to know. And
yeah.
We were laughing so hard last night. She goes, honey, why didn't you tell me you were the Bigfoot erotica? I said, I was so ashamed. You know, and that is what happened. But now I guess it's serious, because people actually believe this tripe, because, with IQ limiters,
yep.
you know, in their brain pan.
Well, here's what you need to do, Denver. What you need to do is throw a great big costume party. Everybody comes dressed as Bigfoot, and raise a lot of money for your campaign.
You're the first invitee.
All right,
I'm
there.
I'm going to make sure that you get a first edition
okay.
of my book, and I think that's what we're going to do. I think we now can actually fund the rest of my congressional race just with book sales. Thank you, Leslie, for being my publicist.
I love it. Now, Denver, for those who have heard about this, wait a minute. Now, I didn't know all that much about Denver Riggleman to begin with, but now I need to. What's the best way? What's the greatest website for them to look at to really learn what your campaign's about?
Well, I mean, for me, buddy, it's always been about stopping the regulatory overreach and the weaponization of regulations and taxes against small businesses, against all businesses, but also against people that are working their butts off. You know, in the 5th District, Southside has double the unemployment of the northern part of the 5th District, and mm-hmm. it has half the median family income.
Yep.
Since I deal in agriculture every day, I can talk to the farmers. She's a fly-in candidate.
Right.
She lives in separate places around the country. She really doesn't know the 5th District at all, and what I'm seeing is that everybody just loves talking to me because they're not watching CNN and Fox News. They're in survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, let me take away the yoke of government so you guys can thrive. You know, and they keep telling me, and it's a neat little pithy saying, but I like it. You know, and it's trade, not aid. It's let us pull us up by our own bootstraps, Denver. Take mm-hmm. away these yokes and fight for us. And that is all I've heard is help us with infrastructure, stop regulation, and keep the tax cuts. That are the three things I've heard all around the district. I've been to all 21 counties.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, we're winning this. And I think when you see desperation, I don't have to talk politically.
Right.
I see somebody desperate. I think it's a joke. People respond. She doubles down with her lies,
yep.
and then we crush her. And, I mean, that's just what's happening right now, bud.
Well, listen, I like that. Do me a favor. Give everybody your real website, because I want them to reach out if they want to.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yes,
that's right.
It's DenverForCongress.com, my mm-hmm. real website.
Yep.
We also had Denver, the number 4, VA is my Twitter. Please go there and blow. We put a video on Bigfoot there for everyone to see. So please go there. Do not go to Denver for Congress because somebody stole it and there's a guy dancing with a G-string. So that's another thing that's happening out there right now, which I find funny, and we left it up.
So
somebody did that to us too. So it's all been great.
It sounds like a blast and a half. Is there an actual debate between you and your opponent at some point?
Yeah, September 5th in Rappahannock County is our first one,
okay.
where she supposedly lives. And then I think October 8th in Charlottesville, and we're trying to get one in Lynchburg or Danville
okay.
Sometime in the end of October. So that's what we're trying to do right now.
All right. Well, listen, I wish you nothing but the best. And again, I'm telling you, your fundraiser, you need to throw a costume party. Everybody shows up dressed like Bigfoot. Money will roll in, my friend.
Yeah, only if you come. You got to come, though.
I'll be there. Well, I don't
want
to. Listen, how do I break this to you? I've already got the Bigfoot costume. I'm ready to roll, baby.
Oh my gosh, man, if you got one, I got one too, so let's have some fun together. And not in a weird way.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, right?
No speciest here, my friend. No speciest here. Right,
I love
buddy.
It. Thank you, man. That is Denver Riggleman. He is running for Congress in the 5th District, and despite what Leslie Cockburn has to say, he's apparently not into anything involving Bigfoot. Can you imagine the desperation? Look, I'm not a Democrat anymore, right? I grew up as a Democrat. I spent, the bulk of my life. Well, now I guess it's maybe 50-50. But, you know, I was Democrat for years. I grew up in Philadelphia. We're all Democrats. We're Scoop Jackson working class Democrats. I can't imagine inside the Democrat Party right now. Can you imagine how livid they are that they have selected a woman who is so apparently batcrap crazy that she thinks this is the issue for that district? That's a district where people have no money. They have no jobs. Businesses are failing. There are real issues in that district. And she thinks this is the issue. So, again, check out Denver Riggleman if you are in that district. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.